It is the 4th of July, 2021. Happy birthday to America. I'm Charlie Garrett, and this is the CG Report. Dear Black America, you are being lied to. That and a lot of other things to go over on today's report. Okay, let's see. We're going to start out today with some news from Israel. But before I give you Israel news, I'd like to welcome Pamela from Loveland, Colorado. And it's wonderful to have you here. See your bright, shining face. And then we also have Lynn Ferguson and his sister, Nancy, who have been here for the whole week. Lynn is moving to Sarasota. Nancy came down. They drove all the way across the United States of America to come to Sarasota. And then she will be flying back to Portland, right? Okay, Portland. I knew I got that right. They're going to be flying. She will be flying back to Portland here in a while, but we want to welcome you both to the Superior Word. It's a pleasure having you here. And then one more thing that I should do before we actually get into the meat of the report is call my wife up here. I put on a bandana this morning, and it was obviously patriotic, and I didn't know my wife would show up and have a bandana on. And some people online said, you have to show us your wife. And so they all said hello to you and et cetera. But there, she's got her little hippie bandana on. Good job. All right, so there you go with that. And I have to tell you, a lady, I called her yesterday to see how she was doing. And she said, are you going to be doing something special for the 4th of July? And I said, I didn't even know it was the 4th of July until I drove to mission work yesterday. And on the way there, I had my truck full of scrap metal to take to the scrap metal place. And the scrap metal place was closed. Yes, all that work. And so I had to go to another place that never closes. It's disgusting. I've seen, you know, slums in Mumbai, India that are nicer than this place. And I went there and I unloaded my truck. I was late for mission work, but I wasn't going to unload the whole truck and reload it again next week. But there you go with that. I didn't even know it was the 4th of July this weekend. They what? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. So I work 7 days a week, and I don't pay attention to what is coming unless it's on a calendar that shows up on my computer, and I didn't put the 4th of July is coming. So I apologize that we have nothing other than a bandana. Okay, we got some news from Israel today from the Times of Israel. Amid uproar, U.S. denies change in policy recognizing Golan Heights as Israeli. Okay, there was a, you know, this report that came out that says Biden is going to change his policy on that. The U.S. State Department denied that the Biden admin planned to rescind recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. U.S. policy regarding the Golan has not changed, and reports to the contrary are false, said the State Department. Having said that, I think they probably put that out there to make them look better in Israel's eyes because of their complete lack of support for Israel in many areas in the past few weeks. It had to be a false flag coming out of the White House, because why would somebody say otherwise? That's just what I think. I could be completely wrong, but it just smells a little bit to me. But they are not changing their policy on the Golan Heights at this point. From Ynet. Biden hosts Rivlin, the previous president, at the White House, says Iran will never get a nuclear weapon. Biden hosted, well, that may be true, but it will have nothing to do with Joe Biden. I can assure you of that. Biden hosted Reuven Rivlin at the White House as the latter made his final foreign trip as president of the State of Israel, telling him Iran will never get a nuclear weapon on his watch. Yeah, the two were to hold a broad discussion about U.S. efforts to re-enter the Iran nuclear deal and Israel's formation of a new government. Israel and the Arab states have expressed concern about U.S. efforts to re-enter the Iran nuclear deal due to fears that it may eventually allow Tehran to acquire atomic weapons. Biden told Rivlin that the U.S. and Israel shared the same values of democracy, and U.S. support for Israel is ironclad. And my thought is he is our own Neville Chamberlain. That is what I think about our president. From I-24, letter signed by 73 House Democrats calls on Biden to reverse Trump's pro-Israel policies. 5 years ago, you wouldn't have had one person in the House sign that. Not one. We have 73 Democrats now wanting to change that. That shows you how quickly things are changing. It used to be unanimous support for Israel on both sides of the aisle and in both houses and in the White House. That is no longer the case. Let's see here. Including his peace plan to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. They want to just reverse everything. The letter sent to the White House urges to Biden to refer to Israeli settlements as illegal under international law and to Gaza and the West Bank as occupied in official U.S. documents and communications. We urge you to reverse the previous admin's abandonment of longstanding bipartisan U.S. policy. The letter states, signatories to the letter include seven committee chairs and seven Jewish Democrats. Liberal pro-Israel group J Street thanked the, my comment, vile Democrats for the letter in a statement. This letter from a significant portion of the Democrat caucus, signed by a number of House committee chairs and leaders, sends a critical message to the Biden admin that it can and should do much more to help undo the damage caused by President Trump and to stop the ongoing deterioration of the Israeli-Palestinian situation. Trump upended decades of official U.S. policy regarding Israel during his term, including moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, recognizing the Golan Heights as Israeli territory, and declaring that the U.S. no longer considers Israeli settlements in the West Bank to be illegal. The letter makes no mention of the historic Abraham Accords brokered by the Trump admin that normalized relations between Israel and the four Arab countries. Well, if you remember from previous administrations, every single one of them, Bill Clinton and then Obama and then who was before that? Bush, Bill Clinton, Bush, and then Obama. All of them said that they were going to do the things that Trump said he was going to do. He did them because he is a man of integrity and a man who keeps his words. The rest of them just lied to get elected. And so there you go. They want to undo what was said to be done by all of them anyway. He just fulfilled the promise of all those weak presidents from all Israel. Bennett tells children to get vaccinated or face limitations. This is the new prime minister in Israel. With masks back on indoors and a full-on campaign by the government to get 12 to 15-year-olds vaccinated, Bennett made a direct appeal to young people indicating that future lockdowns are contingent on them getting vaccinated. If you do not want to have limitations, go out today to get vaccinated, he said. Talk to your parents and get vaccinated. From Arch Shiva, Bennett, it is a crime. Now, he's saying this facetiously, but he's saying it as intimidation. Bennett, it is a crime to not get vaccinated now. He's treating his own citizens, his first week in office, as criminals. Zero Hedge. Israel sees explosion of cases in vaccinated patients caused by Delta variant. Didn't do him much good, did it? Hindustan Times. About 50% infected adults in COVID-19 Delta variant outbreak in Israel are fully vaccinated. 50% of them. From the Times of Israel. Israel sends IDF team to Florida to assist with tower collapse rescue efforts. They've been there all along. They came right away. They've been working steadily with our people to get those people out, if there are any. They've developed AI programs that can tell where there may be pockets based on how the building fell, everything. They've been doing a wonderful job. Thank you, Israel, for that. All right, now some news concerning the state of Christianity today. I'd like to congratulate Karen Mitchell. She is completely caught up in the Torah series. She's gone through all of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and she's caught up with us currently in Deuteronomy. She says she will now be able to watch the next sermon live. If she's here, welcome to you, Karen, and be up to date with your congregation. Wonderful. That is a huge achievement, and I applaud her for that. Before I get into anything about Christian news, I would like to give you some Christian news. I was handed this book by Jim before we started. People will send me books to read. Okay, and I don't have time to read books. I apologize. If you send me a book, it'll sit on my desk probably forever. I've got a stack about that big, and I don't have time. I work from about 3:30 in the morning until after 6, 7 days a week. Okay, but this is a person that attends the church online. She wrote a book, and I gave it to Jim. Would you like to read this? He was captivated by it. He said it was very, very good. It introduces the gospel. That is why I'm recommending this book. Not because it's a friend, not because of any other reason, but it is a, what do you call it? It's not fact, it's fiction, okay? But it's called Romance Under Wraps. And it has romance, it has intrigue, it has all of these things, but it introduces the gospel. And Jim liked it so much that he listened to it on audio Bible when he went on vacation last week, was it? Yes. Okay, 2 weeks ago. So you can order this online from Amazon. You can get a hard copy. You can get a download copy, etc. I can recommend this book based on the fact that it is a good book without any negative stuff that would limit me from recommending it. And there you go. It's by Claire O'Sullivan. Okay, let's see here. Liberty Flash News. As you might remember, we recently filed an appeal with the U.S. Army on behalf of Chaplain Major Andrew Calvert. I brought him up during the prophecy update, and he was suspended and threatened with a formal reprimand due to comments he made on social media supporting then-existing DOD policy prohibiting service members diagnosed with gender dysphoria. Today, we are pleased to report that this threat is over. Upon First Liberty's appeal of the matter, the Army has agreed not to issue a formal reprimand against Chaplain Calvert. This decision paves the way for Chaplain Calvert's record to be cleared, likely saving his career and reputation. Somebody did the right thing. I'm glad that we have these lawyer organizations that are willing to stick up for our military. Thank goodness for Liberty. Who is it? Liberty Flash News, the Liberty Council. They took care of this, and that person is restored to his rightful place of serving the military without having his rights infringed on by these people that are coming in and introducing bad stuff into our military. All right, from MSN, DeSantis gets a standing ovation. Does anybody know what Ephesians 6 is dealing with? Ephesians 6, spiritual warfare. Who is the enemy in spiritual warfare? Satan. Okay. Listen to what DeSantis said. DeSantis gets standing ovation by promising to put on the full armor of God to fight against leftism. Good job. Governor DeSantis earned a standing ovation after promising to put on the full armor of God to fight against leftism. It ain't going to be easy, DeSantis said about taking a stand against the left at last week's Faith and Freedom Coalition Road to Majority Conference. You got to be strong. You got to put on the full armor of God. You got to take a stand. Take a stand against the left's schemes. You got to stand your ground. You got to be firm. You will face flaming arrows, but take up the shield of faith and fight on. He equated directly, one for one, the left with Satan. I love the guy. Anybody, if you have something bad about him, don't send it to me because I don't want to hear it, okay? I do my research, and when he does something wrong, I will highlight it. I don't need people telling me he's wrong when he's not, okay? I love the guy, just like I loved when we had our previous president. People always sent me these things trying to destroy the man. Now look at what we've got. From Christian Headlines, from 23 June. Catholic Church could lose tax-exempt status if it denies pro-choice politicians communion, Democrat warns. Seattle Times, 25 June, 2 days later. After controversy, U.S. Catholic bishops announce no national policy on withholding communion from politicians. They were supposed to meet and bring up the issue of denying our president and these other people that are supporting the murder of unborn children, and somebody said, well, we'll take away your tax-exempt status, and it's all disappeared. Money takes priority over ethics. Once again, religion news. Pope sends letter praising priest who ministers to LGBTQ Catholics. Pope Francis sent a letter praising the work of a Jesuit priest who has been an outspoken advocate for more respectful treatment of LGBTQ people within the Catholic Church. In other words, these people are considered church members. These people have never read 1 Corinthians 5, apparently, where it says to expel people that are not in line with what Scripture says. So that's why I highlighted this. In the letter, the pontiff described Father James Martin's work as imitating the style of God. I don't think so. I think they're going to get a real surprise when they meet their maker. From the Epoch Times, Vatican Foreign Minister to Epoch Times. Church has no positive contribution to make in Hong Kong. This is the Catholic Church saying that they have. Why? Because they sold out to the Chinese years ago. They allowed the Chinese to appoint their bishops within the Catholic Church. They don't want to make any waves because they're making millions and millions and millions of dollars off of the Chinese government. And so they're saying we have nothing to contribute in Hong Kong.
They don't have anything to contribute
anywhere. Of value anywhere. That's right. The Epoch Times asked, with the financial and political upheaval and especially the popular unrest against political corruption we have seen in Lebanon and the greater region, what makes this situation different to the Holy See and the Secretariat of State from the popular uprisings in Hong Kong, where Catholic leaders have been incarcerated and a request for support has been personally brought by Cardinal Zen over 2 years ago? The Archbishop responded, "Well, obviously Hong Kong is an object of concern for us. Lebanon is a place where we perceive that we can make a positive contribution. We do not perceive that in Hong Kong." One can say a lot of, appropriate words that would be appreciated by the international press, by many countries in the world, but I think many of my colleagues are yet to be convinced that it would make any difference whatever. I think that here in Lebanon, we have an opportunity, but in Hong Kong, we have a very different situation altogether. Since the renewal of the Sino-Vatican deal last October, Pope Francis, who has been extremely outspoken on other human rights and ecological crises, has been silent on China and Hong Kong. All right, some news from the Mideast and Africa today. From Deutsche Welle, this is just typical. It happens once a month, and I just thought I'd throw it in there for you to see. Nothing's changed in Germany. Germany police puzzle over motive of Würzburg knife attacker. The suspect in a knife attack that left three women dead in southern Germany has been remanded in custody on suspicion of murder. Well, you got three dead people, I'd say it's a little more than suspicion. Authorities are still investigating a possible motive for the stabbing spree in the Bavarian city of Würzburg. Prosecutors told reporters he had temporarily been admitted to a psychiatric hospital earlier this year after threatening someone with a knife at a homeless shelter where he was living. Chief Criminal Director Armin Kunert said investigators had also found hateful texts on a phone at a shelter where the man was last based. Authorities said the suspect displayed disturbed behavior with psychological abnormalities. That's what they give for every terrorist attack they have, psychological abnormalities. Witnesses reported hearing the suspect shout, "Allah Akbar, God is great" in Arabic during the attack, and they can't figure out why he did this. They have no idea why he did it, and they're only suspicious of murder. They can't confirm that those three women lost their lives because somebody stabbed them to death. Nothing has changed in Germany, and until they get it right, they're going to continue to have their citizens slaughtered. From Mail Online. Taliban recapture vast swaths of Afghanistan, leaving group on the verge of the greatest jihadist victory since the end of Soviet occupation as U.S. and NATO troops withdraw after two decades. The longest running war in the history of the United States of America. We actually subdued the entire nation in what, 2 months? And we sent people in there and they've been frittering away what they did in those first couple months for the past two decades. We've lost countless American lives. We've squandered our integrity around the world, and this is the result of it. Another Vietnam. U.S. and NATO forces are preparing to leave Afghanistan on September 11th. They're actually almost all gone right now. After two decades in the country, comes amid Taliban fight back against the government that has seen jihadists capture swaths of territory. Terrorists now at the gates of major cities and are expected to attack soon in a bloody summer offensive. Government forces are in disarray, with Prime Minister forced to reach out to warlords to bolster his armies. All that American sweat, money, time, and lives wasted. You wonder why Donald Trump did what he did when he was president, by getting our people out of places like that. Endless wars, he called it. Zero Hedge. Blinken urges allies to repatriate and rehabilitate foreign ISIS terrorists held in Syria. These people were in their countries. They went to Syria to fight against the, you know, the objectives of the countries that they were given the benefit of living in. And now this guy Blinken wants them to take them back into their countries and repatriate them, dictating to them that they should do this. Secretary of State Blinken actually called for ISIS members held in prisons across Syria to essentially be let go to their home countries, often in Europe. He applied the words repatriate and rehabilitate to literal ISIS terrorists and their families. What's more is that he was addressing European allies, meaning in this context, he is also referencing primarily foreign fighters who joined the Islamic State. The foreign jihadists have long been considered to be the most extreme among the extreme. Another irony on top of Blinken lecturing allies that they must receive their foreign fighters back home is the fact that on Sunday night, the Biden administration ordered airstrikes actually targeted Iraqi and Syrian militia groups that actively fight remaining ISIS terrorists in the region. This is the state of what's going on in the world with our president and his administration right now. We're a laughingstock to the world, and we're a disgrace to the nation's principles that we've held all these years. From Yahoo, Imran Khan, he's the prime minister of Pakistan. Imran blames women's clothes for rising rapes in Pakistan. Yes, Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan continues to blame women and what they wear for the rising incidence of rape in his country. As we span the globe, we try to never miss something interesting from Mongolia. From Inside the Games, World Youth and Junior Sambo Championships moved from Mongolia to Greece. Ulaanbaatar was due to host the event, but is now unable to do so because of the difficult epidemiological situation in the country. The Hellenic Sambo Federation applied to take over the hosting of the event and will now stage it in Thessaloniki from October 15th to 17th. All participants will be required to take a COVID-19 test within 72 hours of arriving. The competition will take place in a bubble environment in a bid to protect people from infection. Officials from the International Sambo Federation will be able to call upon the experience of the 2020 World Championships in Serbia, which went ahead under similar circumstances. Mongolia had nobody infected until February, and they started doing something in February, and their infection rates have gone through the roof. Anybody know what they did? There you go. The book of Daniel prophesied that technology would increase in the end times. What's up in that regard? From New Atlas, experimental brain implant instantly detects and relieves pain. This could be good, it could be bad, but the good, I think, may outweigh the bad in this case. Listen, and maybe you'll agree, maybe not. I don't know if I'd want anything implanted in my brain, but we'll see. Researchers from the New York University School of Medicine have developed a brain implant designed to detect pain sensations in real time and deliver bursts of pain-relieving stimulation. There's no drugs or anything. It's just like a shock or something. The device is still deeply experimental, but a new proof of concept study demonstrates it working effectively in rodent models. The system is called a closed-loop brain-machine interface. These devices have previously been explored for detecting and treating epileptic seizures, but this is the first time the system has been used to treat pain. The experimental device interfaces with two brain regions. An electrode array detects and decodes pain signals in the anterior cingulate cortex, while an optogenetic system stimulates pyramidal neurons in the prelimbic region of the prefrontal cortex to provide pain relief. Now, I want anybody here to try to read what I just read and do as well as I just did. This creates a real-time neurofeedback loop suppressing pain as soon as it arises. Jing Wang, senior author on the new study, says the automated nature of the system reduces the risk of overuse and tolerance because subjects have no control over activation of the pain relief. It's not like you're pushing something saying, I need more morphine or something like that. It's not like that at all. Plus, as the system focuses on inhibiting pain processing in the brain, it shouldn't be tied up with the opioid reward regions known to cause addiction problems. In rodent tests, the researchers report the device effectively detected pain sensations 80% of the time. This included a variety of different kinds of pain inputs, from mechanical or thermal pain to inflammatory and neuropathic pain. The system was also effective at inhibiting a number of sensory and behavioral pain responses in the animals, suggesting it was indeed offering acute pain relief. One test, for example, showed the animals withdrawing their paws from a source of pain significantly more slowly with the implant switched on. This indicates the intensity of pain sensations are reduced by the device. So it doesn't affect you because you're not interfering with anything. It goes directly between the pain and the sensing. There's nothing secondary in it. But the thing that worries me is that we are given pain for a reason. When I put my hand on something hot, my hand withdraws instinctively because you don't want to melt your skin. If you leave it on too long, it'll start melting. Okay, so that could be a problem, but if it can take care of pain for some people that have chronic pain, like you're walking and you've got sciatica or something, and it would just eliminate that. Listen, I had sciatica for a year and a half, and I don't care if I stood, I walked, I slept, I sat down, I ran. It didn't matter what I did. It hurt. It was the worst pain I personally ever had, I think. Maybe not. Maybe the toe got infected one time. But I will say that I carry a leaf blower once a week. I carry it actually several times a week, but at the mall I do it for a couple hours every Wednesday. I blow off an entire parking lot. And when I had my sciatica, I couldn't carry it in my back. It was impossible because my back couldn't take the pain. And so I carried it at my side and I wore polyester pants, you know, work pants, and I melted them into the skin on my leg, and it hurt less than wearing that thing on my back. So I want you to know that if you got sciatica and you can do something about it like this, I would do it. I never want to go back to where I was. And a couple people in here have had sciatica and you know what it's like. It's terrible. Mail online. Would you try terrifying weight loss device that uses magnets to clamp your teeth together and helps drop 14 pounds in just 2 weeks? I got some hands up. Yes. Listen to this. Jaw-dropping device created in New Zealand uses magnets and locking bolts. In trials, participants using the device lost an average of 6.36 kilograms or 14 pounds in 2 weeks. Its makers say it's a less invasive treatment compared with weight loss surgery. Now imagine that. Imagine that. You're clamping your teeth and so you actually have to go, ah, just to take a bite. There you go. 14 pounds in 2 weeks. We have somebody in here, I'm not going to embarrass him by name, but we have somebody in here right now that twice a year fasts. He does not eat a single bite for 2 weeks. All he does is drink water. He will fudge two times during that fast, and it is called the Lord's Supper. He'll come up and participate of this. He loses at least 14 pounds in that time frame. He's doing it right now. I don't want to embarrass him. He's over there. Anyway, he's doing it. He can't eat anything, and yet he goes out and he does all of his regular stuff, and his body heals itself by these fasts. If he's got something wrong, it actually heals it because your body is taking all the bad poisons out of you. I personally couldn't do it. I like bacon too much. Speaking of bacon, the Caroline Nut Company, Bacon Ranch Peanuts. Okay, three of these were sent to me by Arlene. She attends online. She's a wonderful human being. She sent these and I said, I'm going to share them with the church. We have some for lunch today, but whoever gets the question at the end of the sermon today gets the Carolina Nut Company Bacon Ranch Peanuts. Now, I want you to know, it says this. Allergen alert. Listen to this. Peanuts, right? This product is manufactured on equipment that processes peanuts. They're worried that you might get peanut infection from the peanuts. It's a dangerous world, including the inevitable plagues the book of Revelation prophesies of. Let's see how that's developing. From CBS, Pacific Northwest bakes under once in a millennium heat dome. What's important about that? Once in a millennium. It's not unprecedented. Now, I got some people that are there right now still suffering. I saw some comments before we started today. Poor Lisa, she said, I can't stand this anymore. But listen, we're in Florida and we get it all summer and it lasts for 9 months. So, and ours comes with 5,322% humidity. So it's really punishing. But here we go. By one measure, it is more rare than a once in a 1,000 year event, which means that if you could live in this particular spot for 1,000 years, you'd likely only experience a heat dome like this once. The heat is being caused by a combination of a significant atmospheric blocking pattern on top of human-caused climate change. There you go. They blame that, but it's happened before. They have the tree rings to prove that it happened before. So how can it be human-caused climate change? where baseline temperatures are already a couple to a few degrees higher than nature intended. Well, they just said that nature is involved in it. How do we know what nature intended? All we do is we take our current time, say this is the way it's supposed to be. Anything out of this that makes us feel okay is wrong, and it must be climate change. They don't know anything.
No.
It's illogical. It's simply illogical to say that our time right now gauges everything in the past. That's why the flood of Noah, we say that how things settle right now gauges how things settled during the flood of Noah. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. So there you go. It's all about us in our current time frame, and nothing else matters. That's what this whole debate is about. Zero Hedge. They're everywhere. Mega drought sparks grasshopper plague in the western United States. By now, it's become quite evident that the western half of the United States is facing one of the worst mega droughts in decades. And it's straight out of the playbook from the 1930s Great Depression, when the same parts of the U.S. were transformed into a desert. So even in modern history, we have a precedent, okay? Triggering a grasshopper plague. Federal agricultural officials are set to launch one of the largest grasshopper killing campaigns in three decades amid an outbreak. Now, wait a minute. We just heard what nature intended in the last article, and now they're killing nature. So how do they know that they're not causing this by doing what they're doing? Grasshoppers are what nature intended, aren't they? Okay. These creatures survive and multiply rapidly in drought or very dry conditions and will decimate crops. They're everywhere. Drought and grasshoppers go together, and they are cleaning us out. If extreme drought conditions continue in parts of the United States, harvest this year could be severely impacted. Okay, my friend Karen said, why don't they just call them locusts? And I thought, I wonder why they don't. Does anybody here know what the difference between locusts and grasshoppers is?
Colors.
Not color, not size of legs, not size, not mandibles. Okay.
In the past.
It's what?
In the past. Locusts in the past.
No, locusts are still around today.
Well,
well, that's right. Back in Egypt, those were locusts. Here's the difference. Locusts and grasshoppers are the same in appearance, but locusts can exist in two different behavioral states. Solitary, you got one locust out doing his thing, or gregarious. They all get together and work, okay? Whereas most grasshoppers do not. When the population density is low, locusts behave as individuals, much like grasshoppers do all the time. So there is a difference in their social structure that makes a grasshopper, and a locust a locust. There you go. Now you know. You'll never forget that again. Okay. You know what? We're talking about the heat out in the Pacific Northwest and up in Canada and other places in the world. Do you know that Revelation 16, verse 9 says that the world is going to be scorched by heat? And it says, because they failed to give glory to God. That's what's coming. From Yahoo, we've got grasshoppers. Guess what? Rattlesnakes everywhere. The odd consequences of California's drought. Ramirez Rattlesnake Removal, RRR, says rattlesnakes are everywhere these days, on front porches, in potted plants, and under children's play equipment. I am busier than I have ever been. Complaints are coming in from all over the state. From Earth Chronicles, rare cancer-causing parasite spreads across North America. According to a report in the American Journal of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene, the province of Alberta in Western Canada has become a hotspot for riverine infection. Until 2013, only two human cases of parasitic infection were reported across North America. Now, according to new data, scientists have identified 1,972,000 cases. Okay, that's a lie. They have identified 17 cases in Alberta between 2013 and 2020. So it's not a huge thing, but it could be. According to the researchers, the virus was brought to Canada from Europe and transmitted to humans from dogs. Yes. Infected people can develop tumors in the liver and lungs, and in rare cases, in bones, muscles, and kidneys. To avoid infection, scientists advise washing your hands more often after contact with pets. I can tell you, if we did that in my house, we would be at the sink all day long. We've got 8 dogs in our own home, and then we just adopted a 9th dog a day ago, yesterday. It's not ours, though. It's only ours temporarily while Jody is in Thailand. She'll be back here on the 11th. Two things happened in the past week, though. My wife said, she said to the dog this morning, do you like it more here or do you like it more with Jody? And then she answered the question, I like it more here. Okay, so there you go with that. And then the second thing that happened is that she said, when Jody gets back, we're going to give Jody Abel and we're going to keep Casey. And she said she'll never know the difference. Abel's a lot bigger and he's a lot stupider. But I'm sorry, Jody's not... Jody's not getting her dog back. Anyway, we'd be washing our hands. Yeah, we'll see. Okay. So wash your hands. Scientists advise doing that more often and thoroughly washing vegetables and fruits that have been lying on the ground. Well, that's what my wife does every day. She brings all the vegetables in and she puts them on the kitchen floor. And so I'm kidding. What are they talking about? Anyway, there you go. Wash your hands and keep your vegetables off the ground. If you keep them on the ground, make sure you wash them, okay? From watchers, huge swaths of farmland destroyed by hailstorms in Europe. They lost a lot of farmland in the past couple days. Zero Hedge, bank guard in India shoots patron for entering without face mask. Can you imagine that? That is a revelation plague waiting to happen. People shooting each other because they're not wearing their face mask. From the American Thinker, Lisbon Court, this is the court in Lisbon, rules that only 0.9% of verified cases attributed to COVID in Portugal actually died of it. 99.1% did not.
Wow.
That's Lisbon Court. Zero Hedge. Wow. UK MP says important people shouldn't need to quarantine under COVID rules. Yeah, listen to that. Can you imagine him even saying this? Yes, it's England. MP John Whittendale told Sky News that important people were exempt from the restrictions. Host Kay Burley responded, so people who want to go on a holiday are not important? Is that what you're saying? The MP then attempted to deflect by saying the measures were only lifted for a number of people.
Like Washington.
Yeah, like Washington. Important people. You all have to wear your mask because you're unimportant, but these people can go travel and they can do their things. From TWT, this is the UK. This is talking about an important person. Rock musician 48 died of a brain hemorrhage 2 weeks after he had his AstraZeneca vaccine. Didn't help him much. The singer known as Zion fell ill with an agonizing headache on May 13th, 8 days after having the first jab at Pernit Auction Mart in Cumbria. Now, I'm not saying that the two are linked, and I'm not trying to make that case because I don't want to get banned from YouTube. That's for you to just think through. I'm just simply saying that I'm reading an article that says this rock musician, who's an important person, by the way, died at 48 years of age.
Not anymore.
From the Wall Street Journal. Sydney locks down as Delta COVID-19 variant spreads. CNN, South Africa enters strict lockdown to combat extremely serious impact of Delta variant. Yahoo, thousands stranded in Bangladesh ahead of sweeping COVID lockdown. Florida was locked down for 18 minutes. Texas, totally open. The numbers didn't change from the rest of the country. When are they going to learn? The state of morality is declining. Here's some news on that. Zero Hedge. LA spa staff dismiss woman's complaint about a man exposing his in female area. Staff at We Spa in LA dismissed a woman's complaint that a man was exposing to little girls in the woman's area by insisting that the individual had a right to be there due to his sexual orientation. Mail Online. Furious parents slam Tacoma Middle School teacher for handing out flyers telling children they can have an abortion at 11 without parental consent and buy condoms at any age. Associated Press. Miss Nevada USA title won by transgender woman for first time. The entire state of Nevada does not have one woman that is not transgender that can win the title. USSA News. FBI infuriates many on Twitter after raising pride flag on its building. Pride flag on the FBI building. Breitbart. European Parliament adopts text proclaiming abortion a human right. Yeah, what about the human that didn't get his rights, his or her rights? Zero Hedge. Hungary told to repeal law banning LGBT promotion to children or else leave the EU. I'd be like, we're out of here. From Mail Online, Biden marks Pride Month by naming a global envoy on LGBTQ rights and designating Pulse nightclub as a national memorial. From The Hill, Biden, Pride is back at the White House. Breitbart, Biden, bullying transgender female sports bans, ugliest, most un-American bills I've ever seen. He's saying that the states that ban transgenders from competing in sports are un-American and ugly. People that want to hold to the morality that they were raised with. So this is the state that's going on in the world today. I may get banned for saying these things. All I'm doing is reading articles. These are the people that are doing these things. From The Blaze, the NFL on Monday joined the rest of corporate America in marketing to LGBT Americans for Pride Month with the release of a new commercial declaring that football is gay, lesbian, queer, transgender, bisexual, and a whole bunch of other things. Your football.
Not mine.
Yeah, not mine for sure. Some other news from around the world, and please be sure to check out the Superior Word sermons as well. We hope that they will bless you. From Zero Hedge, Jason Whitlock. Dear Black America, we are being lied to. And Jason Whitlock is black. Okay. Dear Black people, we are being lied to and set up. The MSM, Democrat politicians, social justice activists, and perhaps even your church pastor have led you to believe America is in the midst of a racial conflict similar to the Civil War and the Civil Rights Movement. They have pitted us against the Proud Boys, the KKK, rural militia groups, and Trump supporters in a made-for-TV race war. Just 5 years after Obama completed two terms as president of the United States, we're supposed to believe America has been overrun by violent white supremacists determined to reinstate segregation, Jim Crow laws, and maybe even slavery, all which were Democrat, by the way.
Yes.
Just so you know that. Okay, evidence of this massive wave of 1920s style bigotry amounts to three things. One, Republicans want all voters to show a government issued ID. Two, on January 6, unarmed Trump supporters crashed the Capitol and took pictures inside Nancy Pelosi's office. Three, across the nation, police kill on average 250 black men and 450 white men per year. Oh, I almost forgot. There's a fourth piece of evidence. Colin Kaepernick failed to land a job as a starting quarterback after upsetting a large segment of football fans by taking a knee during the national anthem. Those are the main smoking guns proving that white supremacy is the most dangerous domestic threat to America today. People going into the Capitol, which was wrong in some of the instances, but a lot of it was instigated by informants. We know that now. They found one gun out of all of the people in the most heavily armed nation on the planet. That is their justification for saying that we are all a bunch of terrorists, is that they found one person with a gun. Probably forgot he had it in his pocket, and there you go with that. Okay, well, we'll go on. George Floyd, a habitual criminal and drug addict, remember, this is a black guy writing this, is the crispest attacks of this raging race war. He is our rallying cry and hero. It's a setup. We're being used as decoys and distractions in a war that has nothing to do with race. The real war is about global power and the future of America's system of government. This country's elite, global citizens, and corporations prefer communism over capitalism and democracy. They prefer China's system over our system. There's a reason black and brown people across the globe fight to get into this country and excel when they do. They love the American tree and the fruit it produces. Now, I'm not going to read the whole article. It's about that long, but go read it if you want. It's a very good article. I will tell you that if you're black and you go to China, you will not be treated the way you are in America. I can assure you of that. I've been in the Orient. I've been all over the Orient. I spent 9 years, 4 months, and 15 days in the U.S. military, and 9 full years to the day was in the Orient. I know how they treat black people over there. It's not the way that America does. We had a president. We've had governors and senators and representatives and every possible position of leadership in this nation have been black Americans. And we're told that we're racists.
Right.
From Fox 5, National Archives, Racism Task Force says our own Rotunda, The National Rotunda is an example of structural racism in Knox the Founding Fathers. Some examples of structural racism were provided in the summary of the report, including legacy descriptions that use racial slurs and harmful language to describe BIPOC communities, which includes actual racial slurs alongside terms such as elderly, handicapped, and illegal alien. You can't call anybody elderly anymore, which is good because I'm getting there quick and I don't want to be called that. Can't say handicapped, can't say illegal alien anymore. The task force suggests ways to reimagine the rotunda, including staging dance or performance art in the space that invites dialogue about the ways that the United States has mythologized the founding era. The report also calls for trigger warnings to be put in place with historical content to forewarn audiences of content that may cause intense psychological and physiological symptoms. They want you to be warned when you go into the National Rotunda that you might be offended. The task force's report also calls for a change to language on ourdocuments.gov. Ourdocuments.gov features transcripts and historical content of 100 milestone documents of American history, but often uses adulatory and excessive language to document the historical contributions of white, wealthy men. The report reads before taking aim at Thomas Jefferson. This is the world that we're living in because they are communists that are in the government right now and they want this nation destroyed. They don't care how it happens and if we can fight each other to death so that they can become the model of communism that we have worked and sweated our lives to stay away from for the past 200 years, they are going to do it. Postmillennial. Sean King wants justice for vandalized George Floyd statue. A year ago, he demanded Jesus statues to be torn down. Yeah. It was just a year ago that King was calling for statues to be pulled down in the name of social justice, proclaiming fully that the tearing down of statues as a form of political speech until it affects somebody that he wants to acknowledge.
Yes.
Zero Hedge. Portland police reassure Antifa that man shot by police was white to avoid a riot. Portland police moved to reassure Antifa extremists that a man that they shot in the back was white in order to avoid a riot after it was erroneously reported the victim was black. No, he was white. It's okay. You don't have to riot.
Right.
Zero Hedge. Defund the police movement coincided with the biggest surge in U.S. violence since the 1960s, FBI data confirms. Epic Times, Oakland diverts $17 million from police budget. Guess what we're going to be reading about in the next months?
Yes.
Mail Online, flag-snubbing activist athlete Gwen Berry's history of racially charged rape jokes and tweets mocking white, Mexican, and Asian people is exposed. She's over there dissing the United States of America as a person going to the Olympics. She should be expelled from the Olympic team. She should never be allowed to participate in another event in our history. And yet they're applauding this person. And now they've got tweets of her mocking white people, Mexican people, and Asian people. And they're going to let her continue. Okay, who said it? Give me your four-year-olds, and in a generation, I will build a socialist state.
Lenin.
Lenin, very good. I'll give you one of these peanuts. Okay, I got a lesser here for you. Ron DeSantis will fight the good fight. Not for those on the left, but the right. He'll have done all to stand with his Bible in hand till the lost, once in dark, find the light. Good job. Okay, I got a bit of irony here for you today, and I would ask that you please share this video. It may get banned from YouTube, and if it does, that's life. All I'm doing is reading articles, but they don't like that anymore. From Newsmax, masks required in Philly's naked bike ride. Yes, every year they allow people to ride their bikes naked, but they must wear masks this year. Such is the world in which we live. So from Sarasota, Florida to Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, I'm Charlie Garrett, and that is your CG report for the week.